Some of the earliest corn is entering into the reproductive stages of development, so I thought we'd have just a little refresher course on what's happening to our corn plant during the tasseling and stilking stages of growth. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, as I was out finishing wheat harvest last week, the same as many of you, I noticed that some of the furthest along corn was just barely starting to shoot a tassel during the end of the week when we had that high heat. Now, we really don't like to have those high temperatures and dry weather during tasseling because it can have really long-lasting effects on our yield. The pollination and fertilization period is the most critical stage of development in the corn crop. Success during this stage of development goes a long way to guaranteeing grain in the bin. Stress during pollen shed and silking can cause more yield loss than almost at any other period during the crop's growth and development. Conversely, optimum weather during pollination can set us up for just bumper yields this fall. Now, the potential ear size is already determined by the time the silks emerge from those ear shoots. In fact, the potential kernel row number is set by the 12-leaf stage, or about chest-high corn. So in fact, some of the corn in our area is really just now setting the potential number of rows on an ear. The potential kernel number per row is determined over a longer period of time from about that V12 stage of growth clear up to about a week prior to silk emergence. So we're still setting the potential number of kernel rows per ear. Of those two yield components, the kernel number per row is more sensitive to environmental stresses. Row number, or the numbers of row around an ear of corn, on the other hand, is really strongly determined by the variety's genetics and a little less so by the environment. Once the potential ear size is determined, good weather during pollination or grain fill will only help fulfill the potential, but not make it better. Conversely, poor weather and insect damage during pollination can prevent that crop from attaining its full yield potential. Now, for the viability of the pollen, when temperatures in excess of 95 degrees, especially when they're accompanied by low relative humidity, those high temperatures can desiccate or really dry out the silks on an ear when they're exposed. Now, the outer membrane of a pollen grain is very thin. As a result, the high temperatures and low humidity can also dry out those pollen grains once they're released from the tassel. Now, farmers often worry about the direct effects of high temperatures on the viability of the pollen grains. Indeed, pollen is likely damaged by temperatures from the mid-90s or higher, especially when accompanied by low relative humidity. Now, also, as I was reading, I found out that temperatures over 100 degrees may just completely and literally kill pollen. Now, the saving grace, however, is that the pollen typically sheds from early to mid-morning before those temperatures climb to such dangerous highs. Furthermore, pollen maturation occurs over time, so fresh pollen is available every morning until it is done shedding pollen. Successful pollination can even occur during lengthy periods of high temperatures if the soil moisture reserves are adequate to really meet what that plant needs. Now, our forecast for this week is cooler than last week, and much of the area received at least a drink of water on Saturday night. That is helping lessen the stress on our corn as we're moving more and more into these critical stages of development. If you have any questions, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.